We left off last week. We had just barely begun the next sugya. We skipped a little bit to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph, where the Mishnah was talking about the mitzvah of Hallel, particularly the mitzvah of Hallel and Sukkos. We'll see as the sugya develops whether there's anything different between the mitzvah of Hallel and Sukkos and the other Yom Tiv. But definitely concerning the Hallel of Sukkos, the Mishnah tells us that although it's possible in theory for one person to be motzi somebody else in the mitzvah of Hallel, no different than other mitzvah, Shebedibor, Kiddush, Avdala, Kriyas Megillah, that we invoke the principle of Shemei Kainer. Mishnah is quick to point out that that can only be done if the person who's being motziyu is himself a mechui b'davi, himself is obligated in the mitzvah. And therefore the Mishnah says that if one male wants to be motzi another male, that would be fine. But if a woman wants to be motzi a man, that becomes a problem. And the reason why that's a problem, it's clear from the Mishnah, women are pturos from the mitzvah of Hallel. If women would have been chayavos, then everything would have been great. So it's clear from the Mishnah that women are in fact pturos from the mitzvah of Hallel. And the question that we really have to try to deal with tonight, Shir, is why that should be so. Is that actually so? What is that based on? Why is it that women are in fact, at least from the simple reading of the Mishnah, why in fact women are pturos in the mitzvah of Hallel? So the simple answer to that question is it's a mitzvah seishas mangro. It's a time-bound mitzvah that you can only perform the mitzvah of Hallel at certain times of the year. And therefore, it follows the rules of any other time-bound mitzvah that says shes mangrom and nashmuk turos. However, not so simple, because as we mentioned at the very end of the shiur last week, two points have to be clarified. Number one, are we dealing with the mitzvah d'araisa of Hallel or mitzvah d'rabbanan of Hallel? And number two, if we're only dealing with the mitzvah d'rabbanan, does it really make sense to apply the principle of mitzvah sase shes mangrom? Does mitzvah sase shes mangrom really truly apply to mitzvahs derabbanan? So we have a little bit of work cut out for us to try to figure out why the Mishnah seems to be telling us that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Hallel and Yom Tov. So we mentioned at the end of the shiur last week there was a machlekes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban whether kris Hallel and Yom Tov is a mitzvah min haTorah. According to the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah min derabbanan, and that raises a red flag, because if we're only dealing with the mitzvah derabbanan, who says that the rule of mitzvahs esteh shazman grom applies to mitzvahs derabbanan? The rule of mitzvahs esteh shazman grama is a klal d'araisa. It's derived from a whole series of psukim in the first brach of Maseches Kedushin. As a klal d'araisa, maybe it only makes sense when you're dealing with mitzvahs d'araisa. But if you're dealing with mitzvahs which are only d'rabban anyway, how do you know that you can mix and match, you can apply that klal d'araisa to mitzvahs d'rabban? So there should be a rule that comes to mind called the tikkun rabbanan kein d'araisa tikkun. But very often when Chazal instituted a mitzvah d'rabbanan, they patterned the mitzvah d'rabbanan after the dinam d'araisa. They wanted to make the mitzvah d'rabbanan in sync to mimic as much as they can the mitzvah d'araisa. And many of the klolim that govern mitzvah d'araisa by default govern mitzvah d'rabbanan as well. So should we say this here or not? Should we say that even though kris hal is only d'rabbanan according to the view of the Rambam, although it's d'rabbanan, we could still invoke the principle of mitzvah seishas ban grama and say just as mitzvah seishas ban grama is a poter mideraisa from mitzvahs deraisa, such as tefillin, sittas, kriyas, pasuk, etc., so too mideraabanan Chazal instituted ke'en deraisa by mitzvahs deraabanan, we can also invoke the p'tur, so to speak, of mitzvah seishas ban grama. So is that statement correct or not? So Tanisus, in another place, the Tanisus Masechet Brachos points out that the answer to the question is absolutely yes. So Tanisus, it appears to them as a double partial, although honest, the truthful Rashi seems to disagree with this, but Tanisus has a very, very strong argument that would appear from three Gemaras in Shas that Mitzvah Zeseh Shas Ban Grama applies even to Mitzvah Derabbanan. The three Gemaras are the three famous Gemaras where the Gemara says there are certain mitzvahs that women are chayavos in, even though we would have expected them to be pturos from, they're still chayavos, because these are mitzvah she'af heina bi'oso an eis, the mitzvahs that were instituted by the Chazal to commemorate an eis, and women are obligated because they participated in that eis. The three mitzvahs are Neris Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Dalet Kosos. Perush Gemara, one of Masechet Shabbos. Women are obligated in these three mitzvahs because of that unique principle called af heina bi'oso an eis. Says Tosfos, it is clear from the Gemara that lulei that reason, if not for that special svara to mechayev, because of afeinu bi'oso anes, it's obvious women would have been pturos. Why would they have been pteros? What is it about these three mitzvahs that would have made women pteros if not for the svar of Afin and Abiyos Vaneis? The answer is obvious. It's my brother. You can only read the Megillah on Purim, like Chanukah, Gilas Chanukah, and read Al Kaisa and Pesach. So although these are mitzvahs derabbanan, there's no question these are mitzvahs derabbanan. Mitzvahs derabbanan are also subject to the rule of mitzvahs asei she'as ban grama. So that seems to be a very, very, three very, very convincing arguments. And that puts our Mishnah into a very good position. So our Mishnah says, a woman can't be motzi a man in halal, clearly indicating that women are exempt from halal. Why are they exempt? Obviously because it's man grama. But halal is only derabbanan, it doesn't matter. Even by mitzvahs derabbanan, the principle of mitzvahs asei ban grama applies. So we're in pretty good shape, according to even according to the Shitas Harama.
So our hanaha is because avotan shotan hayubanes. Therefore, they should say the halal, right?
Oh wait. Okay. You're already 2 steps ahead of us. Okay.
But so, then another thing also, maybe also that the Mishnah assumption that since the only reason we can assume that she's not saying halal is because usually you say berabim and they don't have to be berabim.
Okay, so it's true that we usually associate halal with saying in shul berabim, but it doesn't have to be that way. One could fulfill the mitzvah of halal even beyoch. It's like kriyas hamegillah. Kriyas hamegillah lechatchil should be in a rabbin, that is correct, but one can still be yotzei the mitzvah biyochid. Many mitzvahs like that. Ki shofar we do barabbin, you can still hear the shofar biyochid. So then, when we ask the paskin, whether the mitzvah is obligatory on women or not, so we're going to have to focus on that principle.
Is it halal without the bracha? It becomes like this reading teilim.
No, because we can make a bracha biyochid also. You can make a bracha biyochid also. Okay, so back to this. So we have a clear statement in the Mishnah. No question that Mishnah is telling us the women of Pteros from Halal, because even though the Mishnah never uses those words, the Mishnah is not even talking who is or is not Chayav in Halal. The Mishnah is talking about who could be Maitzi in Halal, but it's Muvan Me'elov. It's self-evident that the Mishnah is exempting women from Halal of Sukkis. So we said, according to the Rambam, that Halal is the Rabbanan. We were bothered with the Kasha. Who said you apply Zman Gromas to Rabbanan? The answer is you do. Three good Rayas from Tosfos. What about according to the Rambam? Let's play now the other side of this equation. Let's take a look at the Sugya now through the eyes of the Rambam. According to the Ramban, that halal is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so it sounds like it's obvious women should be pteros. Of course it's man grama, or maybe not. There's a very, very serious challenge to the Shittas of Ramban. If you remember from last week, we said that according to the Ramban, that halal is a mitzvah d'oraisa in yontif, based on what? Based on what? What's the source for halal d'oraisa, according to the Ramban? So there were two different approaches that the Ramban himself gave. One was halacha mashma, it's hard to argue with that. But then the Ramban said, no, the reason why halal, the source that halal is deraisa, it's nichlal, it's included in the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv. The Torah says, v'samachta b'chagecha. And v'samachta b'chagecha, the Ramban is interpreting to mean all kinds of simchas. Whatever makes you happy is included. That's a big machlokes, whether there is an objective Simchas Yomtiv or a subjective Simchas Yomtiv, but not for now. The Ramban is assuming whatever activities are associated with the state of joy are required to be done, required to be pursued on Yom Tov. Halal being a shira, which is usually associated with simcha. So therefore the Ramban put two and two together and says, you have to be besimcha on Yom Tov, and halal and simcha go hand in hand. If you must recite halal mederaisa. Comes the Shagasari and says, this Ramban is very, very difficult because there was a very famous machlokes that appears in the first parakh of Maseches Kedushin about what a woman's obligation is or is not vis-a-vis Simchas Yontif. Forget about halal. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. There's an obligation of Simchas Yontif. There's man shebeis mikdash ha'kayim. You had to eat shami simcha. There's man as other things. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Women obligated, women exempt. What's the din? So the starting point is, of course, they're exempt. Mitzvah says she's man grama. Not so simple. Because the Torah seems to say the chayos. The Torah says in Parshas Re'eh more than once, v'samachta ato v'secha, Samachta ato vincha uvitecha, your daughters. Samachta sagera yosabi almona, yalmona siyatu misameach. So the Torah is describing everybody happy, men, women, and children. So are women obligated in simchas yontif or not? On the one hand, we would have said no, because it's my grub. On the other hand, the Torah seems to say yes. So as machlekes and meraim, how to resolve that? So one opinion says this is an exception to the rule. This is one of the many, many exceptions. Women of Chayavos in Kiddush and Shabbos is an exception to the rule. And women of Chayavos in Hakel, that's an exception to the rule. And women of Chayavos in Matzah, is an exception. Well, there are a lot of mitzvahs in Zman Krova that are Yaitzim in a klal. So one opinion in the Gemara in Kiddush says, this is one of those exceptions. There's another exception, another exception to the rule. That women are obligated to Kuz Yantav. It breaks the rule. It breaks the klal. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, not true. That Simchas Yontif, women are exempt from. So what does the Torah mean when the Torah says, V'samachta ato bincha mitecha, says the Gemara, Isha b'ayla masamcha. It's not that my wife is obligated to Simchas Yontif. I have an obligation to bring samecha. It's not that my daughter is chayev to Simchas Yontif. I have a chiyuv to bring samecha. It's not that the Amman has a chiyuv to be a simcha. We as a community have to bring samecha. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is only given to the men, not to the women. It's a zman grama. It's like any other zman grama. The fact that the Torah describes the women participating in the simcha, that's not their obligation. It's my obligation. If a woman's on a desert island, she has no one to be misamecha, so she can be miserable. She wants to, doesn't want to do simchas yontif. She doesn't have to do simchas yontif. So comes the Rabban and says, so this is an unresolved machlek, machlek samaroy, machlek samishem, and paskin. Are women independently obligated to simchas yontif? Asks the Rabban, if women are independently chayav to simchas yontif, and if the Ramban's theory is right, that Simchas Yontif includes Hallel, so that if you put two and two together, women should be obligated in saying Hallel and Yontif. If women are Chayavos and Simcha, going to half the Amorim, half to be shown the Chayavos and Simcha, and Simcha and Hallel go hand in hand, you chayim one, you chayim the other, it's part and parcel, it's the same Chayav, same mitzvah. So then, if those two statements are true, then a woman should be Chayavos and Simchas Yontif in Hallel. And if that's true, then a woman should be able to be Motzei a man, which is partially not true, it's against the Mishnah. Says the Shekhar Zayi, the Ramban is against the Mishnah. The Ramban's model that he set up, that equation he set up, that if Yechayv and Simchas Yechayv and Halal, those two are intertwined, they're one and the same, that model breaks down. It's against the Mefarish Mishnah. That's the Shekhar Zayi's Kasha, very famous Kasha, bomb Kasha against the Ramban. How do we address that Kasha? How do we answer that Kasha? How can we save the Hilgi Ramban? In the Sefer, Mishnas Yavetz, Rabbi Jolti on the Yom Tov and Rechaim, so he has a fascinating insight to defend this Ramban. But take a step back, says Rabbi Jolti. When we started to learn the Sugya last week, we pointed out that all of a sudden the Sugyas of Halal are appearing in Masechah Sukkah, which is a strange place for them to be. It's strange because we say Halal on the Yom Tov also other occasions of the year, not just Sukkahs. So you could just take the attitude that, well, Chazal had to put it somewhere. If they would have put it in Pesachim, we would have said, what's it doing in Pesachim? If they would have put it in the Brachas, we'd have asked, what's it doing in Brachas? So they put it here in Sukkah because it's appropriate. Whatever it says here can be extrapolated to all the Yom Tov. There's nothing unique about Sukkahs here. Or maybe one could say no. There's a very real reason Rabbi Danossi put the Sugya of Halal, put this Mishnah, punk here in the middle of Masechah Sukkah, the middle of Luvah Gozel, in the middle of Sugyas of Dal and Ninim, he put it here for the following reason. When we say Hallel on Yontif, let's focus on regular Yontif for a moment. What's the Mechayev of the Hallel? What's obligated? What's the engine that's driving the Chiyuv of Hallel? Clearly, the day of the Yontif. The fact that it's a Yontif. A Yontif is a Mechayev of Hallel. According to the Rambam, it's only Mechayev with the Rabbanan. Chazal with Mesakein, that one of the mitzvahs Hayyoyim of Yontif. Yontif has different mitzvahs with the Torah, mitzvahs with the Rabbanan. One of the mitzvahs Hayyoyim is Kriyas Hallel. But the Yontif is the Mechayev of Halal on the level of the Rabban, according to the Ramban. The Yontif is the Mechayev of Halal on the level of the Raisa. The same Mechayev that tells me to have Bosa V'ayim and have Shalmi Sibuchon to buy my wife clothes, whatever else is included in Simchas Yontif. It's Mechayev is the engine that's driving the Kriyas Halal. So Yontif, whether you call it the Raisa, whatever you want to call it, Yontif is the Mechayev of Halal. However, says Rav Sholti, when it comes to Sukkis, there may be an additional Mechayev of Halal. I didn't say you have to say Hallel twice. You can kill two birds with one stone, but there may be a separate, completely distinct Mechayev of Hallel. What's the Mechayev of Hallel? So there's a startling Gemara that appears in Maseches Pesachim, in the night of Maseches Pesachim, where Gemara is discussing the halachas of Pesach Sheni, which halachas of Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Rishon, which are not. The Gemara says that just as Pesach Rishon, you have to say Hallel v'shash chitasoi, so too in Pesach Sheni, you have to say Hallel as well. The Gemara says, "Benoni mili, How do you know the Yatzei Hallel on Shechitas HaPesach? Was a startling response. Efshe Yisrael Shechte Pischein Belonim Hallel. How you talking? You're going to Shechte or in Pesach and not say Hallel is crazy? How could it be? So what's the Gemara telling us? That Shechitas HaPesach is such a cause for celebration. It's lo yitochein, not say Hallel. Shechitas HaPesach is a mechayim of Hallel. In the same breath, the Gemara says, Efshe Yisrael Shechte Pischein Benot the Lulevayim in Amashirah. How can you shake a lulav and not say hello? Why are you talking to Varkaze? What's munach in that line of the Gemara? That netilas lulav is a mechayv of hello. Basically says of Jolti, when we get up on the first day Sukkot, this year was different because there was no lulav, it was Shabbos, but a regular year on the first day Sukkot, we get up and we say hello. The recitation of hello is a double chi, is a double key, it's a double mitzvah. I'm accomplishing two distinct goals when I recite the same words of hello. One is, I'm fulfilling my chavis hayom al tiyantif, either my chavis hayom in HaTorah or chavis hayom in the Rabbanan. And in addition, I'm also complimenting my netilas lulav. I'm accompanying my netilas lulav because ef she saw the lulavim, you know, Mashira, it's inconceivable to do the netilas lulav without a halal. So there are two halals licked in one. Now we understand the Mishnah perfectly. You want to know why a woman can't be motzi a man in halal? It's not true. Says Rajalti, a woman can be mighty a man in Hallel. You know which Hallel? Hallel first day Pesach, Hallel Shavuos, Hallel Shmini Atzeres, Hallel first day Sukkot when it's on Shabbos. A woman can be mighty a man in Hallel. You know why? Because of the Mechayiv of Hallel is Yontif, and according to Ramban, it means Simchas Yontif, and according to Hefti Rishon, a woman Chayavis is Simchas Yontif, a woman is Bechayavis Bedover. The same way Mikra did, a woman can make Kiddush on Shabbos for a man with her. We're not advocating for other reasons, technical reasons, but in terms of Me'ikra, then of course there's no shiloh whatsoever in Shulchan Aruch that a woman can make Kiddush for a man because she's chayevus in Kiddush HaYom in HaTorah. So too, argues the Ramban, she's obligated in Hallel also because she's obligated to Simchas Yom Tov. And therefore the answer to the question, how in the world, why is it that a woman can't be Motzi a man? The answer is wrong. She can be. The Mishnah says she can't. Says Rav Jolti, the Mishnah says Masechet Sukkah. Mishnah is talking about the Sukkah Tika Hallel. The Sukkah Tika Hallel has a double kiyum to it. It has kiyum number one of Yom Tov. It's kiyum number two of the Efshe Yisrael not Lulavayim. It accompanies Mitzvah Tilsa Lulav. Since women are Pturus from Lulav, is of course his mind grammar. Since women are Pturus from Lulav, the male are Pturus from the second component of Hallel. So says Rav Jolti, when we decide whether Reuven can be Mitzvah Shimon or Rachel can be Mitzvah Reuven in a mitzvah, it's not enough just to ask the question, is the Motzi Chayev in the mitzvah? You have to ask more than that. Is the Motzi Chayev in all the dimensions of the mitzvah? Is the Motzi Chayev to the same extent as the person wants to be Yotzi with all the kiyumim that are included in this mitzvah? And the answer to that question is not entirely, so then that person cannot serve the Motzi. It's Moshe Mod of Adoyman. There's a big machlekes to Rishayim, can a woman be Motzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah? The Dulam of Force of Paris Machlekes and Megillah and Dalad. On the one hand, the Gemara says Nashim Chayavos in Megillah, Afen Rabbi Yosef and Eis. So some Yishayim said, therefore, the corollary of that statement is they can be Motzi a man. And others say, no, she can't be Motzi a man. It's not clear why that should be so. Why shouldn't the woman be able to be Motzi a man? There are many, many answers that are given. So one of the answers that's given is that the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalad, one of the reasons why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because Kriyas is Ohilula. That licked in the Megillah is the Chayvas Hallel. It's not that we're potter from saying Hallel and Purim. According to other days in the Gemara, you're not mechutz Hallel and Purim because Purim was a nes in chutz laretz, or the nes wasn't complete with the levadim of achashverosh. Different reasons why the nes doesn't, this kind of a nes doesn't warrant Hallel. But one day in the Gemara is it does warrant Hallel. We are chayav in Hallel and Purim. It's just that we yaitu. It's a different text of Hallel. The shira of Purim is maybe achashverosh. It's not haluk halu of the Hashem. Different words, but it's the same chiyuv. But therefore, when we read the Megillah on Purim, we're being yaitzi to chiyuvim. We're being yaitzi the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. We're being yaitzi the chiyuv halal. There are some achronim who say, what if you're on a desert island, you don't have a cloth in order for Megillah? So say halal. Because according to some achronim, mitach ha'orchayim in halal. So whenever we look at Kriyas HaMegillah now, according to many, we're looking at it through two sets of eyes. We're looking at it, first of all, as the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, number two, as halal. It could be that's part of the reason why women can't be mighty men in Kriyas HaMegillah. Women may not be chayavos in halal. It may be chayavos in Kriyas HaMegillah, but maybe not in halal. So even though a woman same exact words as the man, but if she's only reading it for one reason and not for two reasons, so that's not enough. She can't be made to the man. So that's ke'ein what the Mishnah Yavis Rishulti is saying b'das Aramad to defend the Shtekas Ayis Kasha. So again, the Ramban holds that how is their ice? It's what a simple younger. And half the place can hold the women of Chayavos in Simcha. So it should follow that those posts should say women of Chayavos. And how? The Mishnah says a woman can't be motzi man. The answer is you're right. On Sukkot, no. But a Pesach, Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres, yes. Because that how, which is Yom Tov Tegala, Shitaka can be motzi man. I wouldn't say this L'Psak Halacha because, first of all, we don't know whether we accept the Ramban altogether. So we're not even sure that Halacha, we're going down that route of Ha'al Deraisa. Number two, it's a machlekes unresolved machlekes in the Rishonim where the women are chayavos and simchus yontif altogether. The kasha of Shtekas Ayis is only al hatzad that women are chayavos and simchus yontif. If you deny that, then nofel yisay nofel abinim, the whole question doesn't get off the ground. So this shtibul Torah is long, it's not necessarily going to result in the mice anything changing. But it is a fascinating insight that Mishnah Yavis to deflect the kasha of the Shtekas Ayis against the Ramban, that this mission may be unique, and this is a throwback to what we started this year, that maybe that's the reason why this mission appears in Masechta Sukkah. Dafka to highlight the mission is not only true in Sukkah. This mission would not be true in Pesach. Would not be true in the Yom Shavuos. Wouldn't be true for Shmini Atzeres. So go upon it. When it comes to the Hallel of at least the Sukkahs and possibly all of the Yom Tovim, we're pretty comfortable with what it says in the Mishnah that women are Pturus. But Tosfos has a Ha'ar here. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. Those who have the more Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. Tosfos on the Dibur Maskil Mi, Tosfos first says everything we said, and then throws a curveball on us. Says Tosfos, Lamed Ches Min Aleph and Sukkah, Dibur Maskil Mi, Mishay Eved Isha, Mashpaka, and the Isha Ptur Mahal the Sukkahs. V'chein Yetzeres. Tosfos comes immediately Lafuki, everything Rav Jolti just said. Rav Jolti is answering a Ramban, it's not clear to Tosfos. Tosfos says, women have tourists from Hal, and Sukkah is Hal, and Shavu is any other Hal. V'taima, Mishum the Mitzvah, Shias Man Grami. But now Tosfos makes it about face. Afal gav the bahalo the lele psochim mashra perk av psochim ayv dalisis umistomo l'tik nidla koi l'kdei lomo lem halo v'aglo to be chayavosim. And that's how leil ha-pesach. Halo the seder. Mishnah at the end of psochim speaks about the recitation of halo during the seder. That's a real chiyuv gom of mikra din. Singing chagad is a minute, but saying the words of halal is a real din. So if you can fall asleep, wait till chagad and fall asleep. So halal before the mitzvah, afterwards the mishnah says, so you have to say halal by the seder. Says Tosfos, it would appear that women are obligated in that recitation of halal. How did Tosfos know that? So he says, I'll tell you. Tosfos says, do women have to drink talal kosos? Absolutely. Very Shigma. We mentioned it before. You have to drink Talat Kosos because Afin Avi also next, they're including the miracle. The Gemara said the Ferishim Sochim that the four Kosos correspond to the four mitzvah Shebedibur that we perform on Lehos. First is Kiddush, the second is Dagod, the third is benching, and the fourth is Halal. So it's clear for the Gemara that the Talat Kosos and the mitzvah Halal of Dibur go hand in hand. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, we'll probably get to this part of the Sugya, really, it's a separate Sugya next week, Mitzvah Shem. As to what exactly that connection is, but there's definitely some connection within it, no question about it. It must have been Ferushim Sochim that the four curses correspond to those four mitzvahs. So if that's the case, if we know for a fact that women are chayovos in Dala Kosos, it would be logical that the chayovos in Halal also. If again, if the whole takon of the fourth coast is connected to the Halal, would be ludicrous. Women are chayovos in Dala Kosos, they don't say Halal, doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos, after putting the whole piece of the picture together, says that Mistovo, women are obligated in Halal, Mizrach Night. So now Tosfos is in a pickle. Tosfos says, wait a second. Is there a take that women are Chayavos and Halal, Pturus and Halal? What do we think about a woman's recitation of Halal? Yes, Chayavos and not Chayavos. So when it comes to Halal of Yom Tov, so Tosfos had a Mishnah here in Daf Lamed Ches, that said Beferush, a woman can't be Motzi a man. So it's clear from the Tosfos and Daf Lamed Ches that a woman can't be Motzi a man, that women are pturos from the mitzvah of Halal and Yontif. However, when it comes to Halal and Leil HaSeder, it's equally clear from Sochem that women are chayavos. How do you resolve those two statements? I says, I'll tell you why. The basic starting point is women are pturos from Halal, the mitzvah that she has mangrama. But Halal by Seder night is different. You know why? Shiny Halal to Pesach, the al hanes ba, the ave rabbi yosef hanes. What are you saying halach for by the seder? Because the nes is the tribe, obviously. Not so obvious, but Tosfos says obviously. So since the halach of the seder is al hanes, and we're including the nes, volkalo hanes over. What are you saying halach for their sukkahs for? What nes? Who nes? What nes? The halach and sukkahs is not connected to nisim. We said the sukkah, the man yidid, the reseichim, that's not a kind of a nace that warrants a halal. Halal is usually associated with the nace of Yeshua, is a nace, the Adus Techeiros, Mislachayim, those kinds of great salvations. That didn't happen in sukkahs. It happened in Pesach, happened in sukkahs. So basically, Tosfos develops for us, it's a briskavot, two kinds of halals. There's halal of yontif, and there's halal of nace. Halal of yontif is governed by the regular rules of mitzvah seshes, as by the women of Taurus the Gamer. And halal of neis is governed by the rules of afin rabbi yosef neis, which trumps the otherwise p'tur of mitzvah seshes by Roman. Therefore, the result is clear: both am mishnah is true and the gemara m'soch is true. Am mishnah is true that women of tursim halal yotiv, because that's governed by mitzvah seshes by Roman. The implication of psachim that women are chayavos in halal by the seder because they are chayavos in dalakaisis and the halal go hand in hand. That is also true, sisters. It's equally true. And it's not a statement, it's not a contradiction. It's equally true. So when all said and done, Tosfos developed for us a whole new category, a whole new entity of halal, a whole new category of halal. Halal of Leil HaSeder, and Tosfos convinced that women chayavs and halal HaSeder, Felishim suffer. And they're convinced they know the reason for it. The reason is because Afei Rabbi also says.
Tosos and I mean not that they're on Tosos and Rav Zolti, they just have different angles as to other aspects of halal. Meaning the way
Rav, part of the question.
No, I'm saying Tosos and Rav Zolti, the way Rav Zolti explained it is that on Sukkot they have the added aspect of saying halal.
Right, Tosos is not even chased to that. Tosos never even dreamt of that. That Rav Zolti, right?
But I'm saying
just calls halal. Sukkah is plain and simple. Mitzvah says my grandma, women of Turos. I just probably never heard of that idea that halal has anything to do with Sukkot Yom Tov. That was a Ramban concept. Right?
But the way Tosos is adding is saying that about the halal of Seder night, it's sort of along the same lines of Rav Zolti is saying, just in a different.
Okay, I mean basically, Tosos also has this idea you can have multiple mechayim for saying halal. You can say exactly. The same words, albeit for different reasons, and that way they're similar. But they are talking different language in terms of what those other factors are, right?
Okay, correct.
You're right.
Yeah.
So let's just focus on Tosfos. Tosfos proved to us beyond the shadow of a doubt, women are chayavos in halal by the seder. Tosfos has no questions about that. If the chayavos in dalkos, the chayavos in halal, not even discussion. And Tosfos had a theory as to why it's true, and the theory was nafhein avios anes. So I want to question for a moment this Tosfos. I want to raise a potential red flag concerning this Tosfos. Is there any reason that we could believe that Afen HaYavios Anes may not help us for Halal by Leil HaSeder? Is there anything about that principle, Afen HaYavios Anes, that we're familiar with in the Gemara from Dalakosis, for Kriyas HaMegillah, for Neres Chanukah? We know this klal exists because I'll speak about it multiple times. Is there any limitation on this klal? And if there is such a limitation, would that limitation potentially limit its application to halal and pesach? So let's take a step back and learn a little bit about the sugya of afen rabbios v'neis. See what it can do, what it can't do, and then possibly raise a red flag, a dosis that say, wait a second, the Tosfos go too far, the Tosfos take the rule of afen rabbios v'neis and plug it into halal. Is that an appropriate application? So there is a Tosfos, those who have Gemaras in Maseches Megillah. The Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Dal and Aleph. Tosfos raises a fascinating question. Is the Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Dal and Aleph? It's Dibra Masel Sha'af. So about halfway through the Tosfos, but a little dot in the middle of the line. The first one of the line is Haisa. Gabi matzah yesh maksha. There are those who ask a question by matzah. Lama the acacia the chosh yesh without techel chametz yesh matzah. The Gemara says in Pesachim, how do you know that women have to eat matzah, even though women shouldn't have to eat matzah? It's a zman grom. So how do you know that lamaisim and Torah women have to eat matzah? Because the Torah says in the same breath, l'seichel of chametz shivasiyom tachel of matzahs. The Torah lumps together chametz and matzah in the same pasuk to teach me. Just as women are chayavos in chametz, because chametz is an issur is allowed, so too they're chayavos in matzah. So that's the first Gemara. We need a pasuk. If not for this pasuk, this interpretation of Torah Shabbat Peh comparing chametz to matzah, I wouldn't call women attack a pturos from the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Correct, Taisa Kasha. Tebuklei mitam shein hayu biyosu anes. What do you mean? Why don't we say afin hayu biyosu? This same way we use afin hayu biyosu in achilas and dalakaisis, and the same way we use it for neiris chanukah, the same way we use it for matzah. That's Taisa Kasha. So Tosfos is not asking to change the din. The din is women are chayavs in matzah, that we know. Tosfos is just asking why the necessity for an added source. Why isn't it covered by the regular rules of afin avizanis? Yishlomi says Tosfos, "Yibshumai time alam mechay ve'elam ederabanan ilam ekeishim." Says Tosfos, this klal of afin avizanis is a derabanan dika klal, and Tosfos in other places says even a little bit clearer. It only applies by mitzvahs derabanan. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs deraisa. It's not a mechayim deraisa. This svara of afei rabbi asodeis is not a Torah sanctioned svara. It's an interesting svara that when Chazal instituted the mitzvahs connected an ace, so they said, you know what? It's a nice thing. The women suffered. The women were also in danger. Why not? We'll throw a chiv into it. Let the women read the Megillah. Let the women let chankes. Let the women drink dalakaisis. Why not? It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. But it's not a Torah. Or a compelling svar. It's not a deraisadik svar. That's Tosfos' first answer. But then Tosfos doesn't suffice for that. Tosfos quotes another answer. Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim Tirit. Rabbeinu Yosef is one of the Baal Yat Tosfos. He moved to Eretz Yisrael later in his life. The Baal Yat Tosfos used to refer to him as either Ishu Shalayim or the Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yosef Tirit. The salt bedaitach lemifterum exer shavad et esvav tesvav dechagasukos kide pirish bergadolay. Says Rabbeinu Yosef Ahondah Megillah. Says Tosfos that fundamentally, Afei Rabbi Yosef can be mechayev b'min matzah. Afei Rabbi Yosef says Rabbi Yosef works with the Torah, works with the deraisa, it's a svar deraisa, it's a very, very compelling svar mid deraisa. It trumps mitzvahs among grandma on a level of deraisa. The only reason why it doesn't work by matzah is because matzah and sukkah we always know compared. It's a famous derishav, tesvav tesvav. It says tesvav by sukkah, so it says tesvav by Pesach. Whole series of halachas that I derive one from another says tells us I would have learned the following halacha: just as women of pturus from sukkah, which happens to be a pasuk, women of pturus from sukkah, just as women of pturus from sukkah, I would have thought women of pturus from matzah. Kamash for on a pasuk, that's not true. So says tells us in the name of Ben Yosef, the svar of Afiyat Rabbis Day has no limitations. It could work for deraisas also. The only thing is that it would have failed us by matzah because of a quirk, a technical quirk, technical reason. But Ikaron, it works with deraisis. So we have a major machlokes now in front of our eyes. And again, there's no nafkum in Ladina, because at the end of the day, women are chayavas in matzah. At the end of the day, women are chayavas in chanukah, kriyas, and megillah, and dalak kriyas. So we're not arguing lemaisa right now. We're arguing Ikaron. The world of theory is afei and avias when it's something that we're familiar with only by dim derabanan because it's only true by derabanan. Or is it something, if not to the next level, that could be applicable even by deraisas? So let's keep that machlokes in a back pocket for a moment. Let's move back to halal by the Seder. The mitzvah is to halal on the Pesach. The Mishnah says it befair. There's no shaila whatsoever, we have to halal by the Seder. Not a question. What's not clear is to what degree of obligation is this? Is this a mitzvah mitzvah rabbana, or is there some kind of mitzvah deraisa taking place here? I don't know what it is yet, but is there some kind of deraisa taking place at the Seder or not? If one takes the approach that halal by the Seder is only a derabanan, then I have no qualms with applying afein avos. Then I understand the Taisa and Sukkah by us perfectly. Taisa says if you're dealing with a halal derabanan, it's only a mitzvah derabanan anyway. So then it follows to all the other mitzvahs derabanan, which are, should have been zman grama, but are overturned by afen el b'yosmanes. It follows in the footsteps of Neris Chanukah Kriyas and Megillah Dalan Kriyas. And therefore, Tosfos is 100% right. Halav sukkahs women of tourists, there's no nes. Halav pesach is men, there's a nes. Afen is a nes. And shem. But that only makes sense if for some reason, if you could figure out some kind of a logical reason why maybe halal by the Seder is a derais. I don't know yet what that is, but if you could somehow make up a scenario, make up a story why halal by the Seder should be a mitzvah derais, by elevating it to a mitzvah derais, you are risking applying the rule of afen el b'yosmanes to it. Because remember what Tosfos quoted in Megillah Avdalah, short of Rabbeinu Yosef, Tosfos writes in the first day, afen el b'yosmanes is nice and cute and wonderful, but mitzvah derabanan. But it's completely and totally irrelevant for their ISIS. So now these two sugyas are now coming together. We know where we have to get. The destination is we have to say that women are chayavos and halal by the Seder. That's got to be Taisus Prutos beyond a shadow of a doubt. Nobody could argue with that. At least no one yet had to argue with that. If women are chayavos in dalakaisas, and the mitzvah of life go together, so Shteitzer, of course, women are chayavos in halal. That's the given. That's Taisus. That's Yaitim in Advam, that's Yaitim in Asugya in Psoch. So we know for a fact that's the final destination. Women of Chayavas in and Halal said. Tosfos is grappling, why should that be so? Especially in light of the fact that in Sukkot they're not Chayavas. So Tosfos came up with this theory, Halal and Sukkot Luchun and Halal Pesach Nai Luchun. Halal and Sukkot is a regular Zvan Grama, Halal Pesach Nai is Afin Abyasun Nais. So we're not 100% sure that we're comfortable applying Afin Abyasun Nais to Halal Pesach Nai because we have to first ascertain. Does Afen el b'yosmanes apply to deraisas? And we have some suspicion in the back of my mind that halal by the Seder may be deraisa. If halal by the Seder is deraisa and Afen el b'yosmanes doesn't apply to deraisas, what Tosfos said cannot be right. Like Tosfos is not mashubah to Arash or Teres. We're just putting together, we're just building up the straw man. If I can convince you that the first day in Tosfos and Megillah is the correct one, that I'm going to convince you that halal by the Seder deraisa, I just disagree with the Tosfos. So I showed you the 2 days of Tosfos and Megillah, but I didn't yet show you the question whether halal by the Seder is deraisa. How could I even talk about this topic? How could I even dream halal by the Seder is deraisa? Where said the Dabar Shem Hashem say halal by the Seder? Where, well, who, what, where? Everything's not deraisa, proven to be deraisa. Where would the possible mark, where would the possible source be? Elevate halal to deraisa. Again, I don't know whether I want to do that, because if I do that, then I have a kasha.
Maybe if there is a pasuk.
I want to play every single one. I don't want to any story. Yeah.
So can we learn it from Ivdut Hashem b'simcha? Bo'ul b'fanav b'rnana, that's the makor.
That would be true by all mitzvahs. We want to find something very, very unique about Leil HaSeder. We want to come up with some kind of relation of halal and basic that is mamash b'tzid deraisa. If it is, and Tosfos first day Megillah is right, then we've discovered somebody who disagrees with the Tosfos in Bayar Sugya. So let's see. So, let's see.
But if we said if we can say that the whole we can say the whole reason that Halel is established is because of the Simha, then every day we are alive is Derech Avodah, and it says Ala Shelo Avatem Tashem
B'Simha U'Bituv Lev. 100%. We have to definitely be over Hashem B'Simcha, but Lamaisa we don't say Halel every day. And the occasions that we say Halel are unique to that yontif. So we can't fall back on something that if this Shema Simcha is true all the time, no question about it, but it does not translate to mean Basav Yayin every day, doesn't translate to mean Kabbalah every day, doesn't translate to mean Halel every day. So it's a Simcha Salei, but it doesn't translate to mean all these Maisim that we're referring to. So let's see if we can find something unique to Leil HaSeder, possibly elevated there, which gets more. Would cause potential yes, the Maseches Megillah. Those are Maseches Megillah here. And Daf Yud Dalam and Aleph.
Got it.
First was a lot of Torah Rabbanan Abayim Mishmei Neviim. It's about 12:50 Yud Dalam. Yud Dalam and Aleph Maseches Megillah. First one is Torah Rabbanan. It's about 12 or so lines down. Torah Baran, Chazal quoted Brisa, Boy Mishbani Neviim, there were 48 Neviim mentioned in Tanakh, 7 Neviim mentioned in Tanakh. This is not Lemli Yisrael. They won't mention. They won't miss Nabi for Klal Yisrael. None of them had to ask to add or to detract the mitzvahs of Torah. They're not allowed to do that. The Torah says that mitzvah given to Moshe Rabbeinu. No one knows allowed to change what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Nabi Shagir. The only thing we find a change in the sense of the Torah, in addition to the Torah, Chutz Mikra Megillah. Kriyas Megillah stands out like a sore thumb. That in the days of Mordechai the Esther, and there was still Nevuah around, there was a Ruach HaKadosh, it says Esther Ruach HaKadosh number, the Megillah was written Ruach HaKadosh. All of a sudden, a 614th mitzvah was added. Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah. Strange. My Dorsh. What Chazal Darshan to justify, to permit them to do this? There is a machlekes rishonim. What problem are Chazal referring to? Clearly, Chazal were troubled with the institution of Kriyas Megillah. It was a Hisafa Mashikas B'Teir. It would be Maisim Mashikas B'Teir. So the Ramban al Atari and Bashat Veschanan understood that the Gemara was bothered with, isn't this a violation of Bal Tosif? Another Rishonim seemed to say it wasn't a question of Bal Tosif, it was a question of Ein Novi Rosh L'Chadish Dover. That's not really the whole question, is that what exactly was bothering Chazal? But we're more interested in what the solution was in the problem. So there was some kind of a problem. The Gemara posed the challenge, my Dorish, what are they darshing to permit such activity, to permit such legislation, to permit the air on the mitzvah Torah that was unheard of all these years? I'm Rabbi Chiver Abin, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, umami abdus l'cheiris am Mishir minis l'cham akol shiri. It's very simple. It's called the Kavachem. Kavachem madach, we said shiro when we left Mitzrayim, abdus l'cheiris. When do we say shiro? As Yashem Moshe, we sang to Rabbi Shem Kriz Yamsov. Between me and the Gemara says, what would happen if Chris Yamsov wouldn't happen? No one would have died. We would have been taken right back to the slaves. We would have continued to be building pyramids out of Amazon. So the Yeshua of Chris Yamsov, the Yeshua of Yitzhak Yisrael, was not Pekuch Nefesh. It wasn't Misa L'chaim. It was Me'avdus L'chaim. It's a great Yeshua. But it pales to Purim. Because Purim and Misa L'chaim and Kol Shekein, if Haman would have been successful, we wouldn't be here today. So in terms of the degree of Yeshua, the Yeshua of Purim was much greater than Pesach. Chazal are not commenting on the nes being a nes nigla, nes nista. That's not the determining factor here. The fact that the nes of Yitzhak Mitzrayim were nes nisim galuyim, were public manifestations of miracles, and nes of Purim was totally nista, was the fidei chateva, that's not relevant to the discussion. We're not focusing on the manifestation of nes, we're focusing on the significance of the Yeshua of the salvation. What was at stake? Was that freedom at stake or our lives at stake? So Purim is a greater name. Greater Nes. Greater Yeshua than Pesach. So Kavachem, Madach, you say Shira for Kriyas Yamsov, for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Kavachem, you say Shira for Purim. And that's what the question. What I'm going to say, Halal, that's what they want to explain. Why Chazal formulated the Takon Dafka, Kriyas Yamsov, Dafka, and Halal. So if you read this Gemara Kepshuto, you get the impression that the Gemara really means what it said. This is a very, very serious rush. And my Dorish means, what was the Matim in the Torah? According to the Rabban, at least we had a problem to rise about Torah. So what's the solution? The solution is, this is not a Moisiv Mashkas B'Torah. Because Kal V'Chaim is one of the Midas Shatari Dreshed Bem. It was given to us at our Sinai, the notion of Kal V'Chaim is any din that's derived from Kal V'Chaim is a Deraisa. So this is a Chiyur, this is a Mitzvah Deraisa, to say Halal on Purim. Because the Yeshua was greater than the Yeshua of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Chris Yams. So the Gemara means that the recitation of Hallel, the recitation of the Megillah on Purim, which is the Hallel, so to speak, of Purim, it's Mamash and Mitzvah Deraisa. There are other Rishonim, the Ritva says on the spot, that the same Kal V'Chomer was invoked in days of Chanukah as well. It's the same Kasha. The same way Chazal were asking, my Dorish, what gives us a right to celebrate Purim? So a couple hundred years later, they asked the same exact Kasha. My Dorsh, what's the head to celebrate Hanukkah? And the answer is the same, says the Ritva. The reason why the Gemara doesn't quote the question is because it already been determined. There was already a precedent for the days of Purim. So the celebration of Hanukkah, which includes the Halacha Sevneiros, the Halacha Sevneira, the recitation of the Hallel, all the mitzvahs of Hanukkah are all fulfillments of this Kal V'Chomer. If they're fulfillments of this Kal V'Chomer, then that elevates them to a status of the Nedisa. However, the problem is, this seems to be outright contradicted by Gemara Maseches Brachos. So we have Gemara Brachos for them. It's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. If you want to call it coincidental, it's coincidental, but if that happens, we end up Yadalar also. Yadalar Maseches Megillah, Yadalar Maseches Brachos. You want to get to become a real Dash and you say it's the Yad Hashem that you see the Nisan in, the Daf of Yadalar, and that's already beyond the scope of a Maharshi. So, Brachos, that you question about. We know there's a Mishnah in Brachos that tells us that you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. If another Gola walks in, your Rebbe walks in, somebody you have to give shalom to, answer shalom. It's that whole sugya in the beginning of the Sefer Brachos, if and when you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. So Gemara has a shayla on the top of Yadalam and Aleph. Of it, it's about 8 lines down, the end of the line. Bomine Achitana, the Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia. Achi was the Tana in the Yeshiva Rabbi Chia. He would present the Mishnais and the Raisas to Rabbi Chia. So he asked Rabbi Chia the following shayla. A person is saying Halil on Chanukah. It's clear for the Gemara we're talking about the Halil of Chanukah. Or a person is reading the Megillah on Purim. And somebody walks by. Is he mafsik? Does he give Shalom Aleichem in Milana? So we know that you give Shalom Aleichem with Krishna. What would you say about Halil and Megillah? So it comes to Gemara the following: Kriyash b'deraisa b'isayik Halil d'rabban b'vaya. Ma the Kriyash b'vitz amitz deraisa b'shachov k'mecha the halacha permitchin b'mafsik. So Halil and Megillah should be d'rabban on. So for sure you should be mafsik. Although pesumen yisa adif, maybe even though Halil and Chanukah and Kriyash Megillah. On Purim are only with the Rabbanon, but they have a certain maila over Kriya Shema that in a certain sense even more significant than Kriya Shema. The element of Pesum and Nisa. The publicized Pesum and Nisa is a very important fact in Halach. So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara eventually is patient that it's okay, but the Gemara is not sure. So in form of the Tutsdanim of the Shaila, the Gemara is questioning which is, in a sense, more significant mitzvah. It's Halach Megillah on the one side, Kriya Shema on the other side. So if you're going with the pure Deraisa, the Rabbanon, Kriya Shema is more important. You go with Pesum and Nisa, then Halach and Megillah. But the Gemara said very clearly that phrase, Halal deraisa and the Rabbanan. Halal of Chanukah is like Kriya Shema Megillah Purim. The Gemara calls it the Rabbanan. So how can the Gemara call it the Rabbanan if we just saw on Daf Yadam and Sefer Megillah that's a Kavachamer? On a Kavachamer derived from Aziz Shemayshe. So that's derived from a Kavachamer. Second, hold on. Okay, you have everyone hear me again? Is everybody back yet?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, just for a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So 1 second, my screen went blank. Okay, good. So again, so it's clear for the Gemara in Brachos Yadalet that the Halal Chanukah and the parallel mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim are only midrabban. Yet the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yadalet and Aleph. Darshan's the requirement of Megillah, as well as the Ritva says, 300 years later, the mitzvah of Kriya Sahal and the mitzvah of Cherabonis. How do you resolve this to you? So the Machlek is the G'dayle G'ayne Eilam, the Chesab Sofer and the Nitziv, as to how do we miyash of the steering of ours. Depending on what you think the answer to the steering of ours is, will impact on our entire take, our entire view of Halel, that's only going to come back after Tosfos Halel by the Seder. Comes the Chesav Sofer and says, he thinks that the recitation and the celebration, commemoration that takes place on Chanukah and Purim are absolute mitzvahs deraisa. However, says the Chesav Sofer, to be yotzei b'deraisa, you don't have to say the words of Halel. Be able to be deraisa, you don't have to say the words of the Megillah. What is the deraisa? The deraisa is to acknowledge the nes. If a miracle occurs and you don't say anything, you ignore a miracle of Hashem Yisborach. That's a bitul. It's a deraisa. That's what the Gemara says. Just as the Torah goes out of its way to spend the whole perek to record Chalal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu, Chalal Yisrael's response to Moshe Rabbeinu, not just on a story style like they sang a song. The halacha dictated, the halacha required it. The halacha commands us to acknowledge when Nisim occur. What shape or form should we take? What song should we sing? You can sing most tour if you want. You can sing Shoshanis Yaakov if you want. You can sing like Hudu Maisa Oir if you want. You can sing Yivon Mikutola, whatever you want. Doesn't matter. That's the Din Deraisa. It's like Marshall of the Rambam writes in Chos Tefillah, when the Torah you have to daven, but the text of the daven is with the Rambam. When the Rambam writes in Chos Shabbos, when the Torah you have to say Kiddush, but the text of the Kiddush is with the Rambam. The concept is Deraisa. I'm sorry for there's a chi of gomim in a Torah when a nes occurs to celebrate that nes, and you have to give halav aldoy and shevach aldoy to Rebbeinu Shlom for the nes of Chanukah and Purim every year, and that's a din min haTorah. And if you don't do that and you totally ignore Chanukah and Purim, you're mivat on the mitzvah deraisa of the kavachemi derived from Aziz Shemesh. Does that mean you have
based on that? Based on that, nashim hayavot.
Wait, again, we have a few steps ahead. So says the Chassam Sofer, if a person sings Yevonim Nikmas while alive, but didn't say Halal Chanukah, his Yotzei Min HaTorah wasn't Yotzei Min HaTorah. If a person sang Shoshan Yaakov, but didn't read the Megillah, his Yotzei Min HaTorah wasn't Yotzei Min HaTorah. When the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, Halal D'Rabbanan, what that means is the text of Halal D'Rabbanan. Unlike Kriya Shema, where the text is D'Raisa, Kriya Shema, you know, of a choice. Well, today I'll say Kriya Shema, tomorrow I'll say Aseret HaDibros. No, no, no. One of us says that's one, but that's not Kriya Shema. Shavu Kamecha means Parish to Kriya Shema. So when the Gemara says Kriya Shema is Deraisa, Halal is Derabbanan, the Gemara never meant to say the Chiyuv of Halal is Derabbanan. The Gemara meant to say the text of Halal is Derabbanan, which fits in beautifully because what's the Sugya talking about? The Sugya talking about being Mafsik in the middle. Do I have a right to interrupt the text of Kriya Shema by inserting and giving Shalom Aleichem to somebody? Can I interrupt the middle of Kriya Shema and Gila Mulhal and say Shalom Aleichem to somebody? The Gemara says the text of Kriya Shema is much more important. It's much more reason for it to be intact because it's a deraisadik requirement to say these words. And even the Yeri can be mafsik, which more so you might be mafsik for something as derabonadik a text as Hal and Menil. But the Ikaron is the Chiyuv of deraisa about the Chiyuv of deraisa. That's the famous Bir Chassam Sefer. The Nitziv disagrees with that. Chassam Sefer. Nitziv says no. It says, La'olam, our celebration of Chanukah, Hakol Mikol Kol Zom Midrabon. Our celebration of Purim, Hakol Mikol Kol Zom Midrabon. What does the Gemara mean when it says it's a Kalb Chaimah to celebrate an ace? That meant B'Shas HaNes. When did they say Az Yashim Mashiach? That year. We don't say it every year. We lane it every year. It's Chris HaTayr. It's in Yom Diyam. It's not doing that. We say it every day. It's nice. Part of Sukkot. It's not a Chiv to say Az Yashim Mashiach on Shri Yishav Pesach. Because the chi of the arais of Az Yashem Aisha with the extended kavachemer to other nisim only refers to b'shas hanes, like the Az Yashem Aisha was b'shas hanes. For us, Chanukah is over 2,000 years old. For us, Purim is 2,500 years old. Our celebration, Ahal and Kriya Shema is Hakol Mikol Kol Nidrabon. There's no steer between two gemaras, says in it. Brachas is talking about our celebration. Megillah is talking about their celebration. That first year, what gave them the right to celebrate the first year? What happened? What gave them the right to Rishos to be Meisel HaTorah? The answer was B'Shas HaNes, B'Shas HaNes, Deraisa. The two very, very different approaches to this apparent contradiction to the two sages. So keep this also in the back burner. First of all, we spoke a little bit about whether Afen Osbanes can apply to Deraisas, the Rabbanans. We're raising a question about whether Halal and Pesach is Deraisas, the Rabbanan. We just discovered a major Machlokes Chav Sofer, the Nitziv, about how to understand Halal in general, Deraisas, the Rabbanans, Halal Shasanes, Shasanes. We have to connect all those dots. Well, hopefully, we'll have to wait for next week to try to connect all those dots. I want to go back to our Tosfos. So our goal is to go back to Tosfos. Tosfos said that women are chayavos and halal by the Seder because afinos and benes. We're not 100% sure about that. So we have some more work to do over this. So next week, we'll try to continue to put together the missing piece of this. You're welcome. Does the 8:30 time work better for people in general?